You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. LinkedIn has a reputation for being all business, but that has been changing recently, especially in the last 4 months. Workers who are at home and trying to navigate racial upheaval in America are turning to LinkedIn to talk about race and activism, especially as it relates to work. Black workers say it's great that these conversations are happening on the Microsoft-owned platform because so many executives and company decision makers are on LinkedIn. Ashanti Martin wrote about this for the New York Times. She said workers are being, as she put it, blackety-black-black on LinkedIn, and lots of folks just aren't sure how to react.
My first example in the article was that Aisha Joseph made a post about companies who bring out their, quote, house Negro to deal with the difficult Black employees. That's a tricky conversation because I could see how the word Negro could be labeled as inflammatory. But the fact of the matter is that among Black people, we understand these are conversations we have about the house Negro versus the field Negro.
Why does it matter for, you know, authentic Black voices to appear on LinkedIn specifically as compared to, say, Twitter?
A lot of the discussion that you're seeing on LinkedIn is that how Black people present themselves is often decided from a white perspective. And I think the authenticity factor is a pushback, is people demanding to be recognized for their full selves. But it is a very hard dynamic to overcome because you just see so much resistance to it. And I think LinkedIn exposes a lot of that resistance.
How has LinkedIn responded as well?
I know one of the big problems that Black users were having was that their content was getting hidden, but they weren't being notified. And it just led to a lot of questions that LinkedIn hasn't really satisfactorily answered at this point. One of the things that give people cause for concern are the fact that LinkedIn is an absolutely not diverse company. 3.5% of their employees are Black, 1% of their leadership is Black, and only 1.2% of their tech workforce is Black. Who is programming these algorithms, and what are these algorithms, and what is the machine learning to flag, as well as the actual content moderators? The important conversations I think that people are really learning from are conversations about racism in the workplace. And these people have a lot of followers. So what I think Black professionals do not want to happen is to miss the opportunity to actually gain allies and to make a significant change in the workplace.
Ashanti Martin, her piece about LinkedIn is in the New York Times. There's more of our conversation in the Marketplace Tech podcast. Listen wherever you like to download. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.